This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
I go far out in the sun. You know what I mean, so you know. Butterflies are all having fun. You know what I mean.
You got to try new things. Maybe not do it on air, but
yeah, this one's better.
There you go.
Tom,
it's Friday.
Ian Lee and the Little Soldier. Then the Little Soldier.
Can't really hear your heart though, is it?
It's hard enough for me.
Oh, bless you. Guys, you listen to the Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio. I'm joined by the lovely producer, Will.
Good evening, good afternoon.
And the lovely co-host, Tom Nozza.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Well, you're always here. I ain't got much choice. It's episode 20 today, isn't it?
No, way past that, brother.
Oh, mate, I don't think we are.
Oh, podcast or wherever you want to be.
You don't know, do you?
I think we're episode 24 I'm going to go for.
Okay, that's a good guess.
That's 6 months.
That's halfway through a year.
We've been here for 6 months.
Sure.
And you've even got us a present.
Yeah, it feels longer.
To feels a lot longer, actually.
Coming up on the show today, Robbie Knox joins us again. I look forward to that. We're going to chat with unsigned act Hunter Kill Hunter, and we find out what's going on inside the brains of Willie and Nozza, because I play a little psychology game. It's going to be a lot of fun. Also, we speak to Summer in the City creator Tom Burns. He birthed that event, and he's brought it up into the little successful baby that it is right now. If I know any babies, that is the most successful one of the lot. So you've got all that coming up in this week.
You have a way with words, my friend.
I'm a man for it.
Just start to tense up when you go down these little corridors of uncertainty.
Why?
Ah, no,
it's not
really.
Like I've ever said anything offensive. Play the showroom.
Fubar.
What have you been up to?
This week I did a little video reflecting on my olden days, and I did... when you were young, well, it was basically about an old music video I did from one of my old bands, and it was a video of doing Jackass stunts.
Oh,
so
I
was kind of wondering what rebellious things you guys used to get up to. did you ever do Jackass stuff?
I did actually do a bit like yourself in the video, where I did actually go down to my local park, which is strangely the one I live right next to now, and do some Jackass stunts. And it was me, my cousin Reese, and a Brazilian boy that had just joined at our school, and he couldn't speak a word of English. It was kind of like we were just abusing him, but he wanted to do it.
How do you know he wanted to do it?
Because we were doing it, and he was like, I do this too. And I was like, look, Raphael, you haven't got to.
Raphael!
Is that his name?
Yeah, what's his name? Yeah.
But it was funny, because one of the are you asking what stunts we did?
Yeah, please.
One of the stunts we did was I wrapped some nettles on a stick, and we were hitting each other with the nettle stick. But Raphael didn't realise... What's this tense music for? Raphael didn't quite realise. I had gloves on when I was wrapping the nettles around the stick. He didn't. And when he grabbed the nettle, he went, it bit me!
I love how he couldn't speak any English, but he just grasped it just enough. It beat me, man.
And I remember once it snowed at school, and he'd never seen snow before. He'd seen it on posters.
And it snowed, and he went, it bit me, man.
Oh, gosh, the sky biting me hard, man. Frost biting me.
Snowflakes are sharp, man. What did you say, a man?
Ninja stars coming down from sky, man.
What's in Chinese?
I don't know. That's just an accent.
I remember he had a really fit mum.
Did he?
She was proper young, yeah. Proper young. And then I remember we was walking down the street. We'd just gone from Jackass to Raphael now. He was walking down the street, and it was late at night. And you know this bird. I don't know what bird it is. I think it's a crow. But it goes, quack-quack, quack-quack.
Hang on, do that again.
Quack-quack. Ready?
Yeah.
Quack-quack, quack-quack.
That's a cuckoo, isn't it?
Quack-quack. Like that.
Right.
But you hear kind of bird in all the horror films.
Oh, okay. Very ominous.
Yeah.
Raven. Yeah. We was walking down the street and we heard it and he went, hey, it's the bird from the films.
Let me get your autograph, man. It's just a random accent.
Let me get your autograph, man.
Just generic. It could be anyone.
It could be anybody at all.
Let me take your photo, man.
It's in a ballpark, but we don't know which park it's in.
Yeah, true.
I'm looking forward to your spooky stories, and also you're gonna analyse mine and Will's brains, aren't you? Getting our little noggins.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, I'm not too sure the game's actually that good. It's a psychology game, and I'm a bit dubious of it, to be honest. But I want to see what you two think, because I think you'll think the same as me.
Well, we said the other week, we've gone down some different avenues, haven't we? Way before Raphael. Get your Google Maps out. I mean, we talk 15 minutes on theatre.
Yes.
Mm. We did a bit on poetry last week.
Yeah, it was very deep last week. I like that one.
Yeah.
Big fan of last week's show.
Maybe people underestimate us.
Very highbrow.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
And all of that is available on podcasts.
I'm enjoying the podcast.
I am very much.
I'm going back and listening to all the old ones.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's good.
Enjoyed the one this morning, did you? That Christmas one. 5-star review.
Some are better than others.
Yes.
We're like a fine wine. We get better with age. Yeah.
Although every now and then, one of the bottles of wine just tastes a little bit like this.
One of it's corked. Yeah, one of the wine bottles are corked.
Oh, God.
Oh, is that Christmas
wine? Talking about wine, you found a wine, Will? You're talking about wanting to get a whole bottle later on, didn't you?
Yeah, might do.
Nothing I like don't that. Like that. I think that's pretentious.
Why?
It's not pretentious.
Why is it just because I don't drink what you drink?
No, for
the beer, is it?
For somebody who always drinks cider to randomly go, I'm going to get a bottle of wine later. It's like, shut up.
No, I was just asking.
Will, just another question. What flavour crisps did you have earlier on? Yeah, go on. Yeah. Now, go on.
Salt and Chardonnay wine.
Have some Watsits, you bastard. Sorry, yeah. Come on. Who are you?
And do you know what? I'd have Kit Kat, a two-finger one, and I went to give him a bit, and he went, no, mate, I've already got my chocolate supply, and he got out a box of Ferrero Rocher.
Supply? I'm on a drip.
I do like posh things.
Okay, talking of posh things, shall we go to a little bit of Black Foxes?
Worst, didn't they?
Well, they might be posh.
Oh, right.
Husk. Really shit ending to a really good song. What was that last bit on about? It sounded like the tape was on fire.
Yeah, well, in the video, there's a lot of fire in the music video, so perhaps it's something to do with that.
Maybe that's what it was. That was Black Foxes with Husk, and you're listening to the Jack Mate Show. Coming up, we've got Robbie Knox, and we're going to be continuing the Foo Boys play, which Tom has kindly written this week. Who can remember this from last week? Shit, what the F, Hagrid? What's your game?
I'm fed up with people thinking I'm a good guy.
Hagrid, don't do this. I've got the information you need.
What is it? I'm listening, but you better make it good. If it's shit, you're a dead man.
Hagrid! Please don't kill him! Any time in my life!
Oh, shit!
Are you dumb? Stop saying stuff, Tom. Hagrid's gonna kill you.
Tom! Stop pushing your luck. He's gonna do it. Just give him that information.
You're a dead man walking.
Well, if that hasn't got you hooked, I don't know what will.
What will get you hooked, guys? Let us know at FUBAR Radio. What gets you hooked?
Heroin.
Metaphorically or hooks. Literally.
Will, what have you been up to this week?
I've been up to... Oh, fuck it. I always forget to fucking prep what I've been doing.
Well, you
come back to
you
me.
You don't need to prep what you've been doing. You just say what you've been doing. Watch this, right?
What?
This is why Tom's a model pro. Tom, what have you been up to this week?
This week, we've actually been updating my company's website.
Oh, I know!
So he a photo shoot.
Because he's a human and his memory lasts longer than one day, he knows what he's been up to.
Mr. Goldfish, the producer.
I'm in this room all week. It all blurs into one.
Oh, I've been on 5 dates and I treated the women horribly.
That's what you say.
Incorrect, libelous. Clip that up. You'll be hearing from my lawyer.
Shall I press the dump button?
That's what every girl's
I do want to say something.
It's just banter.
I do want to say something so offensive one week that has to be used because it's not been used this.
I tell you what, you've been very close. And I think you're lucky the fact that I can't see the dump button.
Yeah, for the listeners, there's a little button in here. If anyone says anything too naughty, you have to press it. But it's in a little glass case. It's like, imagine if someone's going to set off a nuclear bomb, they'll press that button.
It does look a bit like that.
But it's in a stupid place because the producer can't reach it. So I don't really know. It's like maybe double jointed to get it.
Maybe that's a decision from Duncan.
It's a bit like chicken and the egg though. What was there first, your desk or the button?
Even before the studio was there, it was just a button there. No one knew what it does, but now they know.
They just incorporated. They built a studio here because of the button.
But then again, it's never been pressed, so how do we know it's actually a dump button? It could be a nuclear bomb.
Can we just try it and see what it does?
Go on, press it.
No, I don't.
Ah, it is sharp. It bit me. What? So you said you've been working on your website.
Yeah, we just did some photos, and when you go to do a smile for a photo, have you got a face for a photo?
I have two.
Do you smile with your eyes or just your mouth?
I do it. It's radio though.
I know, but for me,
I'll tweet them.
I do a
Let me get on this.
I do a smug sort of closed mouth one, which is what I learned to do to make my jaw not seem as bad as it was before the operation.
So even now it makes it even like
inwards.
No,
it's just like,
okay,
like that.
Hang on, do that again. Yeah.
Or if I really want to show my teeth off, I go.
Well, that's nice.
Do it to me. Actually, yeah, your eyes are smiling a bit.
What's yours, Tom? Oh God.
That ain't yours.
I won't tweet that out.
What do you mean?
Is that yours? That's not a smile. It is a bit.
I can't smile with my eyes. I do always look smug. I think it runs in my family. I'm a smug family.
I try to smile with my eyes. I don't know.
Try doing Jack's smile. Smile with your mouth open with your teeth. You look like one of those things in mini golf where you try to hit the ball in the
mouth. Fuck, so. No, I'm always worried because I've got quite small eyes. I've got a massive head.
Have you?
Yeah, really tiny eyes.
I've never mentioned that before.
You have got a lot of space on your face.
Is that a joke or?
Oi, no arguments this week.
No,
right?
He's digging me out.
Digging me out. No, why? Why are you asking?
Whilst doing the photos, everyone, like, the photographer was like, Danny was like, oh yeah, no, that's good. For me, it was like, do a few more. And he was on me a lot longer than everyone else. And I was like, alright, bastard.
Yeah, I'm not very photogenic, are you?
Takes a while.
Are you?
Nah.
Well, we just saw him scrolling through all of his Facebook photos from the very beginning.
Yeah, true.
From that.
Just pictures of you with your head in a bin and just...
There's so many pictures of you with the head in a bin.
I don't remember one with the head in the bin.
Basically...
It's a very bizarre reference to go
pretty much stick in the dump.
What have you been up to then? Have a little thing. Have you been on dates this week?
No, well, I've been on one date, one romantic date last night with Tom Norris.
Ooh, tell me more about it.
It was alright.
We had a curry.
Did you have a curry?
No, only from the Tesco.
Oh, right.
Only a little cutter.
£2 each.
Was it? You go halves?
Nope.
What happened to
him? We'll bought it. Oh. Usually you have a date every Wednesday, don't you, Will?
I might be going on a date tomorrow.
With who?
That's mental. How can you... I wouldn't want to meet that many new people every week. If I meet one person, like, if I was to go on a date, that'd be me done for a good few months.
Yeah, but I stink, so, like, once after the first day, I'm done. So I've got to constantly keep refreshing both with my date and my odour.
Don't you say you tend to go for people... You said...
Mate, where are we going here?
In your type.
Do you want to write stuff before you, right? Where are we going?
Just you said before, like, I said, what's your type? And, you know, people say, you say blonde, brunette. You just said vulnerable.
I just caught the very
weak
end of it.
Feeble, you said.
Mentally incapacitated.
I've been to Barcelona.
You have, actually. No one asked you who you did. What have you been up to, Jack?
Messi. Messi. Messi.
Oh, this one.
Dig-a-dig-a-dum-dum. Dig-a-dig-a-dum-dum.
Bussa. Bussa.
Oh, you learn all the lingo.
You do.
Didn't know you speak Spanish.
Yeah, no, I went to Barcelona, did a few things, watched the Barcelona football team play, obviously.
That was good. How was it?
It was good. What, the stadium or the... Or
just the whole thing, like, taking it all
it
in.
It was good. The first day, the weather was pretty dire. And I was checking the weather app, and I saw Norwich was hotter than Barcelona. So I was like...
Always a kick in the tooth.
Yeah, shit. And then... But the second day was absolutely scorching. And I don't know if you can see, but I have actually gone a little bit red and burned on my forehead, my nose, and my forehead.
I just thought it was just blotchiness.
No, it's just... Yeah. Skin.
I thought you'd been eating too much sugar.
Sun-kissed.
Oh.
Sun-kissed?
Yeah.
No, kissed.
So sunbit.
Yeah, bitten.
It beat me again. Come on, man.
Your weather's so bitey.
Come on, where'd I go, man?
Your weather's so bitter. Is a joke. Somewhere within there.
It's maybe. Maybe somewhere. You said that you spent a shit ton of money on holiday clothes.
Yeah.
Did you buy like shorts and stuff like that, and then you're not using them?
Yeah, I bought three pairs of shorts. These, mate, they set you back.
Got Calvin's.
Yeah, I ain't took an Instagram in them yet though, so I haven't really got them. But yeah, I bought loads of clothes, and then I was only there 2 days, and one of the days was I was just wearing this. It's pretty shit.
Aren't you doing one of those those haul videos when you buy loads of things? You're gonna do one for Asda George?
Fuck off.
Sainsbury's.
Oh,
April
God.
You're doing an April favourite?
Sainsbury's? I don't even know they do clothes.
April favourites, are you?
What?
You're doing an April favourites?
Yeah, I might do. Have you ever been to the new camp?
No, I haven't. I really wanted to go. But I always really wanted to do... We try and do a trip a year away with the lads, like to Berlin, Paris and stuff. And I really wanted to do Barcelona. Then they all got on the high horse saying it was too expensive. I'm like, fucking hell, cunt.
I've heard it's quite spendy, is it not?
Is it? It's just normal, isn't it?
The prices, when you're there, it's quite expensive. But when you get in a company pay for you, it's not that bad. It's not that bad.
Just get a branded deal, Will.
Yeah.
I got 190 followers on YouTube.
Yeah, you can go to Luton.
Definitely got followers.
You can go to Luton or Scunthorpe.
Hi, guys. You join me here in Scunthorpe. Oh, I'm just going to try a pasty. Now, for those that don't know what a pasty is, it's a pastry covered in meat. No, a meat covered in pastry.
And I'm using spare change, which I had to beg for earlier on.
Watch my second channel to see me beg live.
I went to a big church called the Sagrada Familia.
Oh, nice pronunciation.
That sounds familiar. Use it twice.
Go on.
To be honest, I don't know what I expected, but it was underwhelming.
Is that the one that this is where the culture wall comes down. It's the one you always see. It's a very... What's the word I'm looking for? Please help me out. Stop staring at me. Say something.
I don't know where you're going. It's massive.
What's it called?
Sagrada Familia. I think it's the biggest church in Europe. I could be wrong.
I'll search Barcelona church.
No, search...
Did you go to Notre Dame when you were in Paris?
Yeah.
I went past it on a boat.
Yeah, I know it.
I was going to ask him, what's the bad cathedral?
But this one's the biggest one in Europe.
Notre Dame. How many hunchback do they have there?
They have loads.
Oh, fuck.
To be honest, most of my interesting stories from Barcelona, one in particular, I don't actually want to say now. I wanted to become...
What?
Say it later on in the show when I'm going to be talking about spooky coincidences.
Throwing forward, I see what you're doing.
Yeah. So, check out that.
What have you got planned for the weekend, gentlemen, or the upcoming week?
I'll go first. I'm going to the waterfront tonight, obviously.
Oh, hey! Hey,
Jacobs, please!
I had a week off last week, so I feel like I have to go. And they've got an Arctic Monkeys night on tonight.
Oh, God. Ooh. You're going to bring some bananas?
No, I'll just be moving a lot of chairs.
Could you be looking good on the dance floor?
I'll be moving a lot of chairs.
I don't get it.
Don't get it.
Don't sit down because I've moved your chair.
Well, I think out of those jokes, I bet you look good on the dance floor. It's a little better, but
I guess you could say
when you're going
I'm
up.
A fluorescent adolescent.
You could say that.
You could say that.
But it would be funny in any context.
When you're going, when the sun goes down, or?
Oh,
Hammer!
Bazinga!
That's an explosion.
Hopefully it's not too nuts, or I might be thrown in the back of a riot van.
Oh, you're such a scummy man.
That's cool.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
No, that's it. We're done for that.
Go on.
We've killed it.
Go on, Tom. Try one.
I don't know. I already done one. I don't know.
I literally can't think of any more songs by then.
All the
small things.
No. Not happened that.
Right, let's go to a... Well, what are you doing that weekend?
What are you doing the weekend? You fight?
Well, because Will wants me to, I'm going to stay around his house again this evening.
Oh, Emma's listening in, so you want to tell her?
Hey, Emma, I'm going to stay around again this evening.
Is Emma actually listening in? No, she's not.
She texts me.
She's in one Jackmate video, Jack's camera video. She's like, oh, I'm just going to listen in to the guys.
Asking if she can produce it.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Now, hi, Emma.
Well, I'm just saying
hello.
Wait a second.
Hello?
I think she's on the line, Jack. Do you want to talk to her?
Yeah, Emma. What time do you usually go to sleep? Go to bed?
Oh, it depends, really.
Emma, you really sound like Miss Piggy.
Do I?
Yeah.
Hi! I don't know. Whenever Will stops snoring.
Hamish Piggy. Hamish Piggy.
Is Emma? What are you doing?
I'm trying to do Kermit.
You're trying to show off, are you, for your friends? Let's play a song, shall we?
Yeah.
Let's play. I can't do it.
What's Let's go to This is Shields with Alive.
What do you want to do, Fleshing Adolescent?
Go on then.
That's a smoother segue. Let's do that.
Yeah,
pencil. Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had. The best you ever had is just a memory and those dreams. But as daft as they seem, as daft as they seem, my love, when you dream them overflow. Where did you go? Took her left off last lap lane. Just sounding it out, but you're not coming back again. You're falling about. You took her left off last lap lane. You were just sounding it out, but you're not coming back again.
That was the Arctic Monkeys with Fluorescent Adolescent.
One of my favourite songs of all time.
Is it actually?
No, I just always get it on a night out, don't you? Well, you will tonight, yeah.
Definitely. Are you coming?
Yeah.
Are you?
Could do.
Well, you just said that you got Tom's day, Mary.
Yeah. So. I'd rather him stay at yours than mine.
Oh.
Whoa.
I think you'd rather stay at mine than yours as well, to be fair.
So would I.
Let's not get pitchy. Come on, guys.
No, that would be nice.
He's
I was saying you've got
own flat.
Yeah, oh. I was bitching about myself.
No, that's what I mean. Like, don't be bitchy towards yourself. You're a good
I've
guy.
Never really got it with Arctic Monkeys.
Why?
Whoa, just that's never, a fucking bombshell.
Just never got. Just
it's because you're a bit older though, so you're more like Beatles type.
Probably just missed it. You were Britpop, weren't you?
How old are you?
Abba.
24.
You 25.
You're definitely
shit.
25.
Oh yeah, so I forgot.
Ah, oh, sorry.
Yeah. Stop hitting the
He tells all the girls he's younger.
I have to.
I'm 15. I'm your age.
It's fine.
Oh, hey! None of that.
I've never wrestled naked either.
I've got Peppa Pig on VHS.
VHS.
That's
weird.
Matt, so are you guys? Tom, do you mind just sitting down on that chair?
No.
Thank you. There we go.
I do mind.
I'm just going to move your mic because this is a bit of a deep segment that I've got planned for you now.
Okay.
Sorry, Emma's just texted me saying, "What's wrong with our flat?"
No, she hasn't.
I'm not making this up.
Is this the Emma and Will show or what? Fucking hell. Go over it.
Nothing's wrong with the flat.
That's not what you said behind the back.
That's just when Emma, basically, when you have to share a very small room with Will and he farts a lot.
Fuck it, up. You were fucking snoring all fucking morning.
It turns into a bit of a gas chamber.
Don't.
And that's where that reference will end.
Yeah, that is.
Moving on. Right. Psychology test.
Yeah.
Experiment.
Have you guys ever taken part in a psychology test before?
No, I haven't.
Not like this. I'm very intrigued.
A teacher taught us about this when I was at school, and then just before Christmas, I heard Scott Mills do it to his little minion. What's his minion called?
Stark.
Chris Stark.
Yeah, Stark, who I'm a big fan of.
Starky.
I think you two will think this is bollocks as well, because it is. But I just want to see, find out a bit about your mind, if you don't mind. So let's play this psychology game. So if you'd like to just put your phone down and...
So I'm just doing some work-related stuff?
Yeah, well, we're on air.
So. All right, no.
Okay.
Do it,
me, Jack. I'm listening.
Yeah. Okay. Right. What I need you to do is I need you to both close your eyes. If you and obviously the listeners, if you can join in with this as well.
All three of them.
No, just two of your eyes. Okay.
Close your eyes.
Oh.
Right. And
it's
I want.
Nice, honest.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
It's so nice.
Yeah. I want you to picture a scene. Right, in your mind. Don't tell anyone what it is.
Okay,
It can be light, dark, a field, a Ooh, beach, an yeah. ocean, Ooh. Anything. Right?
Well, you just said... Okay, go on.
It can be anything you want, right? Now, the scene is not the important bit here. This is the important bit. I want you to think of a box. Any mm-hmm. size box, any colour, made out of any material you can think of. Right? Yep. And compared to the surroundings that it's in, it can be big, small, tiny, massive, whatever you want. Yep. Place that box down into that scene and mm-hmm. remember that box.
Yep.
Next thing I want you to do is place a ladder in the scene. Very much this is your scene. You can make the ladder look however you want. It can be wherever you want.
Yep.
And just put that in the scene somewhere.
Yep.
Now, what was the next thing? A horse. Right? So you've got a box, a ladder, and now a horse. Where's the horse? What's it doing? Right?
Yeah.
Think about that. And then finally, add some flowers. It can be a single flower. It can be lots of flowers. It can cover the whole scene. It can be a little patch. You've got a scene in your head now, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, just in time.
Oh, that's glorious.
That is lovely. You got that?
Yeah. I have that scene, yeah.
And now, you are both well, healthy, and delightful men. Thank you for doing the psychology game.
What?
Okay, now we'll analyse what that means, okay?
Oh, so, really enjoyed that.
Right, so... I will. We'll start with you, Tom.
Yep.
What was the scene you thought of?
Big, dark, scary forest.
Right, okay. Now, in this scenario, the scene is irrelevant. It's just a nice little setting point, so the scene doesn't really mean anything. Here's where we now start picking your brain.
Sure.
What is the... How big's the box?
It's a massive box.
Okay, the box actually represents you.
Okay.
So, that to me, that would say you're big within a scene, so you're kind of like... You think the world not revolves around you, but your life is very important.
Yeah, yeah, vital.
Okay, and what's the box made out of?
Wood.
Oh,
on here it says that if the box is big, I've explained what that means. But if the box is made out of wood, you can be easily led.
I can be.
Can you?
Yeah.
I don't think you can. You?
I don't know.
You've got to be honest to see if these...
I think, not led most things, but other things I can be. I'm easily like persuaded to go for, like, let's say, go to the pub. That kind of thing I can be. But other things, if I'm dead against something, I'm not going to do it. Yeah.
Right, okay. So
so it might be a little bit...
Yes, yeah, that's fair enough. Now, where is the ladder in this scenario?
Do you not care about the colour of the box?
Not too fast, no.
It's a little bit... to the side of the box. It's not leaning against the box, it's just to the side of it. It's a little step ladder.
Oh, that's very interesting, because a lot of people put the ladder against the box.
Yeah, I thought they would.
And the ladder symbolises the partner. So it's often that if the ladder's leaning against the box, the partner relies on you. Okay. But two separate items like that, mm-hmm. distance apart, like you and your girlfriend.
Yeah.
And she's both
independent.
You're both very independent, so... That's
weird, isn't it? Because in mine, I tried to put a ladder in there, but I just couldn't.
couldn't find a ladder.
Yeah,
couldn't find a vulnerable ladder anyway.
It's really weird. All the ladders were just repelled by your stick. It's weird. And then where was the horse in this scenario?
The horse was just around the side of the box, just walking on two legs.
Which is also weird because the horse is meant to symbolise your friends.
Okay.
And your friends do actually walk on two legs.
They do, that's the thing.
And you've only got two of them.
And how many horses did you put? One horse?
I thought you said one horse.
Okay, I'm fucking it up. And then finally, I don't know what that means in terms of horse, but the flowers?
I put lilies, and there's just a little patch of lilies in the corner.
In the corner? Yeah. Okay, so that means that these represent your future children. Okay. They're in the corner, so they're obviously far away, so you're not close to having any children yet.
Yeah, and you maybe they're in the corner because I'll be very protective. I want to make sure that not the scary frost doesn't get them.
Yeah.
Maybe. I see.
So that's your...
I find it quite interesting in a way. I don't think it's any relevant. There were a stepladder of things, weren't there?
I think there's a little bit in it.
Well, let's see yours, Will. Let's analyse yours.
Okay,
Will. Don't get arsey about it.
I'm not getting arsey. You need to chill out, mate.
Oi, come on, we're opening our minds here.
You're a sensitive Susan, mate. That's what
we're
you are.
We're opening our minds here. Will?
Yeah?
What was your scene?
So mine was like a summery field. Oh, all the crops were in full...
Very
bloom.
Similar to mine, actually.
And they were going back and forth in the wind.
The scene doesn't matter, does it, Jack?
Not really.
And there was a lovely smell in the air.
That's not you.
Yeah. And then what was your box? How big was your box, firstly? Really lanky and rank.
Fucking, no, it was just a normal sized box. So I'd put
this game's shit.
You'd, what would you get in the box? It'd be like a moving box if you were moving house.
Okay, it's a little
so
cardboard.
It was made of cardboard, was it?
No, it was... that size, but it was a metal box.
Oh, okay, so metal on here says you're blunt and you often make rash decisions.
Yep,
well,
very true.
Well, you track record with women.
Yeah.
Go on.
You're sexist and...
And often find yourself alone in the dark, watching.
Where was your ladder?
Waiting.
Where's your ladder? Mate?
Next to it was a step ladder.
Same as.
No, it was like a wrestling stepladder. Both sides.
It's a tall.
Yeah. It's exactly the same.
I didn't hear him, sorry. Fucking hell. We've got the same ladder, Jesus Christ.
To the side, leaning against it, or was it to the side?
It was like away from it.
Okay.
Oh, the same as.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, my God. Perhaps we walked two in the one people.
Huh?
What?
The ladder represents the partner.
I haven't got a partner.
No, but you've got the same one as Tom, which is weird. Horse.
I don't know where we go. I was riding the horse.
Oh, God.
Huh?
I was riding the horse.
Oh, these are your friends. So this often means you rely a lot on the friends.
On the back of them.
Yeah, you're riding.
Jumping on the back of other people's success.
Didn't one of your friends work here before you and you got the job through them?
No.
Oh, okay, I made that.
But he's talking about riding on the back of his friends, so the horse was obviously called Jack.
Oh, yeah. I get it, sorry.
And how many flowers did you have in the scenario?
It was like a bunch of flowers.
What kind of flowers, mate?
Daffodils.
Daffodils.
Like what you leave at the scene of a...
crime.
Not a crime, no, but...
an accident.
Yeah. That implies that your whole life is an accident.
That's what it says.
And it says here, if you were to turn up randomly and surprise your parents, they wouldn't give a shit. They wouldn't give a shit.
No, they did. They were very pleased to see me.
Were
just
they?
Not initially.
Just not initially.
I've got
imagine saying that.
Yeah. Oh, we're glad you're here, but if you could have said, I could put another meal on. Another meal on? Some more stew on.
So what do you think of that psychology game?
I really liked it, especially with the music, the whole ambiance.
That kind of stuff intrigues me, but I do think there's, 85% bullshit.
It's got to be all bullshit, isn't it?
Well, I was going to say that, but I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
This is my game. I didn't make it up.
Oh, thank God. God, we've been nervous all afternoon. Oh, thank God.
Oh, dearie me.
No, I thought it was good. And we're just, that could go into maybe some kind of meditation.
Yeah, it can do, yeah.
Because I was in the moment there. I was in that field, next to that box, riding that horse.
Yeah. I think you just close your eyes and think of somewhere, and then you get there. It's not really that whole
No, but
process.
I mean with this as well.
Yeah, classical music, close your eyes and think of somewhere.
Yeah.
No, but Jack describing, making me think, where am I? What am I doing?
Yeah.
Sounds like some kind of therapy.
Where
did he touch you?
Have you seen that geezer on Facebook who does a video saying he can guess? What vegetable you're thinking of? Have you seen
that? Did he get yours?
No, I was thinking of a spring onion. What are you thinking of, Tom?
Something like beetroot or something.
Yeah, and he just go carrot the whole time.
Yeah, but you if you're not a complete fucking idiot, you're going to pick something that's hard, aren't you? You're not going to be like, oh, I've got potato. He never gets potato.
Yeah.
Pricks.
Yeah. But then, have you not seen this?
No.
So basically, it's this like...
So like the number one?
Yeah, it's this guy, and he's like...
That's number one.
He's very American, and he's like... Hey guys, okay, so today I'm gonna read your minds. I'm gonna look into your mind, and what I want you to do is I want you to pick a vegetable. Are you thinking of a vegetable?
Yes.
Great. And then this is where he gets really cunty. He goes, right, what I need you to do now is click like on the video to confirm your vegetable.
That's clever.
Is it?
Writing this
down.
Send
me money.
Who's going? I'm thinking of carrot, but if I don't click like, it might fuck off.
I need your sort code and PIN account to carry on.
I don't know what a PIN account is, but I'm sure you'll get PIN. I'll give it to you.
Yeah, well, that's why.
Your zip code.
Have you ever tried using the Revolut card?
No.
Well, I'll teach you about it in the next segment. I won't. Coming up now is whatever song we was going to play before we quickly changed it to Arctic Monkeys.
Shield.
Alive.
Ooh. It's all I ever need and more. It's everything that I adore. It's killing me to keep it alive. If it kills me, I will keep it alive.
Alive.
Radio presents Harriet
Rose. I'm very excited because I've got four very gorgeous boys in the studio with me. Marsikins are here. How's it going, guys?
Hi. A fan of ours. She got a Halloween birthday cake made with a picture of us and her on it, like iced on the cake, and sent us a picture of it.
I think big up to the girl, to be honest. I think she's probably like...
She's just starting new trends, you know. She doesn't care what people think.
No, she just wants to have her cake and eat it.
Whoa!
Oh, my God.
We're off.
Every Thursday from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
I need a body!
That was loud, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a bit too loud.
So I'm just trying to get the energy in the room.
Oh. I mean, he's on Skype.
He's on the phone.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is our weekly segment, Unsigned Acts.
We don't have jingles.
And this week we're talking to Charlie, the bassist from
Hunter Kill Hunter.
Hello, Charlie. Are you there, mate?
Hello, Tom. I am here.
Are you well?
I am very well, thank you. Yourself?
Yes, we are well, aren't we, guys? We well?
Yeah, hello, it's Friday.
Oh, look at them.
Good stuff.
Well. So yeah, how you doing, man? I just asked you that. So yeah, good. So Hunter Kill Hunter, how's things going? Because I mean, you guys you came out a few months ago, but like you're quite a relatively new band, aren't you?
Yeah, so we started last year, first release last year, and we've just sort of been doing everything a little bit by ourselves, just playing mainly London, but we're getting a few tours together, and we've actually just recorded again, looking to release that again, release the new stuff this summer. So yeah, going quite well.
For the listeners, this is a very standard question, but if you were to say you sounded like any other bands, what kind of influences do you have? Who do you sound like? Or are you your own genre?
Not particularly one band, but more sort of genres. It's kind of post-hardcore, very straight rock as well in there. I guess Spice is a good one. I don't know. Have a listen and tell us what you think.
That's a very good answer, Charlie. So far, you played a fair few shows. What show has been like that kind of standout for you, and why?
We supported Red Jumpsuit Apparatus at the Borderline in London.
I remember those guys.
That was a pretty good show. There's a packed room, and yeah, I'd love to do that again.
That's sweet. No, they did Face Down, didn't they, that song?
They did the song Face Down, that's right, yeah.
Your bandmate does a night called Face Down.
That is correct, actually, yeah.
Did you make that link with yourself?
Well, that was kind of a nice little thing to come to, you know. So yeah, two of them run that.
That's cool, man. And if in the future, like, is there any, like, you said you sound like quite like Thrice and stuff. What band would like be the ideal band to support or go on tour with? Who would be your like kind of ideal? I know you're quite into your punk, but
I'm quite into my punk. We're quite split on the sort of things we're into. I think it'd be a toss between maybe Let Live or even Bring Me the Horizon, but just because of the size they are and you know what they're doing for rock at the moment, that'd be quite ideal. You know, who wouldn't want to play the O2 Arena? So, yeah. You know.
Charlie, a lot of us, all three of us in the studio have been in bands before. Well, we've created music before.
Two of us have, you?
Yeah. But with the names were a bit, how would you describe them, Tom?
Our names were pretty shit.
Yeah, have you been in any shit bands, I think is the question, with shit names?
What's the worst name band you've been in?
When I was in secondary school, I had a band that I named Cats Like Criminal.
Ooh.
And I thought that was... that was an interesting all, but I thought that was quite a bad name at the time. There were some pretty bad names during secondary school, but you know, is Hunter Kill Hunter a good name? I don't know. You tell me.
I really like the cat one. Hello, Charlie Jack here.
I'll tell you what, copyright it. And we'll start our own band.
Can I have that?
You can have that. Yeah, take it.
Thank you very much. Tom was asking some really like deep questions about the band, getting to know you. What I want to know is if your band could be, and this is a very shit question, but if your band could be any flavour of ice cream, what would it be and why?
It's like Blind Date.
That's a tricky one.
Come on, Charlie.
Come on, mate.
Play the game, son.
Mint.
Mint?
Ice cream. Yeah, mate, mint, because...
You're fresh?
Why not?
Anyway, thanks for speaking to us this week, Charlie.
Why mint, though? So what's the reason for mint?
It's fresh breath, isn't it? I suppose it's better than chewing gum.
Two in one, sorted.
Because you're very green, eco-friendly.
We're very green, not with envy, though.
No, not with envy, not envy.
Talking about bad band names, one of my friends, not friend, just someone I used to know at school, was in a band called Menstrual Pancake.
Oh, that's disgusting.
My band was once called Don't Visit Gran, because we didn't really see her much.
Oh, that's really sad.
And it's a strong message.
Where'd you get your name from?
Yeah, Hunter Kill Hunter, what's that?
We stumbled across it, really. I think there's a popular anime series called Hunter, X Hunter. I'm not a massive anime fan myself, not against it, just not massive. But we stumbled across that and we thought it'd be a good one to sort of twist.
Is it safe to say you're very on the fence when it comes to anime, Charlie? Is it safe to say?
When it comes to all kinds of cartoons, I am very down the middle.
Do you know why Green Day are called Green Day?
I do, yes.
I don't.
Go on, Charlie, tell us.
Because they too are the mint ice cream of bands.
I like you. Do you want to do a radio show every Friday?
Come in here. Do you know why Blink are called Blink 182? Or Blink 182?
I know about the 182, but I don't know what the Blinks are.
Well, I don't know why they're called Blink 182, and producer Will doesn't know why Green Day is called Green Day. So can you let us know, please, Chaz?
Green Day is about smoking green.
Yeah, it is.
And on the day off, obviously.
Yeah.
And they have jobs. And Blink 182, I think they were just called Blink and they had to change the name for legal reasons.
Because there's an Irish band.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
There was an Irish band, that's correct.
Yeah.
I heard a different reason for Blink. For Green Day being called Green Day.
What was it?
It was because apparently they entered into their school talent show when they were obviously a lot younger. And one of the teachers said, because they were terrible, said, "Oh, it'll be a green day in hell if you ever make it."
I don't believe
that's
that.
That's not real.
Don't believe that.
Well, no, it's about I don't believe it either.
it's about smoking green. But fair enough. But Charlie, we're going to play one of your tracks now, and would you like to throw it? Oh, no, actually, Charlie, where can we find you online? And
actually, Charlie, screw up those questions. Sorry. When are you next in London? When can we come down and see you?
We are about to announce a show in Camden at the Black Heart. Information should be released this weekend, hopefully. Just got to get it clear for the promoter. But,
lovely.
Yeah, that would probably be the next one. Around the 10th, I think it is.
Doing any festivals?
A few small ones, nothing major, but if anyone's listening out there that would like to, of course, the Red Inn, like that would do.
Just main stage, it'll be fine.
Just main stage. I mean, you know, we won't make much noise, but we'll be there. But, it's all of our stuff is Facebook, Twitter, all that usual bit, and there's a lot of stuff, iTunes, Bandcamp, you name it, we got it.
Lovely. And your HKH band on Twitter, is that right?
That's correct. At HKH Band, and then I think Instagram and everything else is just Hunter Kill Hunter.
Lovely. Perfect. Stuff. Lovely stuff.
Would you like to throw to your track first, Charlie?
This is Without Freedom off the EP Find the Way Home.
Thank you, Charlie.
Cheers, Charlie. Take care, mate.
Cheers, bye. Charlie.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
was a sharp ending.
Very sharp. That was Hunter Kill Hunter.
Coming back again.
Oh, still going.
The fuck's this, Charlie? For fuck's sake.
Just to keep you on your toes,
it's
mate.
Probably because you ripped it off of YouTube or something.
No, he's Tom sent it me today.
It's Tom fucking up.
Charlie sent it over.
That
it's
was Hunter
me.
Kill Hunter with Without Freedom, HKH Band on Twitter. I've just dropped their little follow. You should too.
I thought you were going to say you dropped something else. A little stinky bomb.
What? Stinky bomb.
What's the time?
6:56.
What does that mean?
It's time for...
The boy needs therapy.
In this week's news, will Brazier still single?
In this week's news, Will is still trying to find where he should move to. Nothing.
Breaking news, I found where I need to be.
In this week's news, the Jackmate podcast enters at 142. That's 142nd in the chart. In this week's news, shopping paper can cause cancer. Paper cuts. Cancer!
Well, that's what the Daily Mail would say.
We're not the fucking Daily Mail. We're better than the Daily Mail.
Yeah, we are.
Come on,
FUBAR
Will.
Internet News. This is the FUBAR Internet Church
this
News.
This week on
Jews,
the news.
I think he said Jews. Oh. Moving on. Why is it offensive just to say Jews?
I don't know. You just put me on edge.
Oh, right. Okay.
That went well.
Go on. Nothing.
What's been happening online this week,
Will? YouTuber and songwriter Emma Blackery will be supporting Busted.
Sure, what, sorry?
She'll be supporting Busted.
Oh, okay.
On their upcoming headline tour. Emma Blackery, of course, came into the studio a couple of weeks ago. We were part of a very special show. We do love her here and wish her all the best on her tour. Isn't that right, guys?
Well, that's like a kids presenter getting a birthday
card.
Yeah,
you're getting all Tony Blackburn.
It's hard to work out which of those are bad now, isn't it?
He's alright.
Is he good?
He just got sacked for nothing bad.
What did he get sacked for then?
Just sacked.
Is Blackburn alright?
Because he didn't touch any kids.
Yeah, he hasn't done enough.
Savile.
There's a quota. No, he's completely fine. He
Blackburn.
Blackburn good. Roth Harris bad.
Savile.
Bad.
But what about the other one?
Terry Wogan, good.
Nah.
Rest in peace.
Nah.
Wogan wasn't dodgy.
What?
I met him. He's a lovely, lovely man.
Yeah. Why was he lovely?
I was off the.
He's good. I just heard it in my ear. Wogan's good.
Yeah.
He's great.
Well, leave it at that. I've heard some dodgy things about Wogan.
Oh yeah.
Well, I have.
Then that's where we will leave it.
Yeah, we will leave it.
Allegedly,
leave it. Where you get your knowledge from? Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, Emma was in...
Panama. Cara.
Go on.
Nah, go on.
Go on, brother.
No, you.
Hello.
Oh.
That's the segment.
Oh,
no, come on, no, she's going on tour. It's your mate, Jack, Emma Blackery. She's going on tour.
That is a very big thing to happen.
The whole tour, she's going to be... Wheatus are there. Anyone remember Wheatus?
Teenage Dirtbag, completely different lineup now. But
is it?
Mm. Oh. Well, the singers.
Well, I wouldn't even know the difference between them. Would you?
I would. I used to love the first album.
Do you remember we were talking the other day about A Little Respect? Do you remember when they did that cover?
Yeah, I do, mate. A Little Respect, that was on the first album of Teenage Dirtbag.
Oh.
And then they did the song for the Jackie Chan cartoon.
Well, that ties in nicely to something else that's been trending about going to gigs. Fucking hell, I can't pronounce it. Jack, you say it.
What?
Indie Amnesty. It's been trending all week on Twitter, which got me thinking about my first gigs that I went to. Now, I was very nervous for my first gig, which I have to admit, gentlemen, was a piss poor.
Was it Razorlight?
No, even worse than that.
Coops?
What, do you think Razorlight are bad?
I just said, is it Razorlight?
What do you mean, more piss poor than that?
Oh, alright, mate. Didn't know you fucking used to be in the band.
You know what? Johnny Barolf's turned up. Fucking hell.
Jesus, that's
like fucking in America. No, my first gig was a band called Orson. Do you remember them?
Orson.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, rank, eh?
He used to wear like a little trilby, didn't he?
Yeah. No. He had smaller eyes than me, the lead singer.
Fuck off.
Swear to God. Is this one, Jack?
I believe it when I see it. You won't be able to see
it. You remember this?
It's just what?
It's this little tune. Remember?
Orson. No.
God.
Can't play any more than that. Copyright.
Yeah. Oh, I don't get it.
When we're together, there's no tomorrow.
Is that the chorus?
Yeah.
that's not catchy, is it?
When I need the wind in the morning, on the matter, yeah. And the music.
Don't, mate, don't sing anymore. We're going to have Duncan through them doors going, nah, no, that just did not
he's
work.
On, and he's on holiday, so that wouldn't be a surprise.
I'm here.
What was your first gig? Can you remember?
Kings of Leon at the Birmingham NEC.
Oh, in Birmingham? Mm. Didn't see it.
Oh, God.
That was strange.
Yours, Tom?
Bowling for Soup.
Ah, of course it was.
When was that? At high school? God, it never ends, does it?
Oh, I didn't know you'd know them.
Yeah.
I thought you'd just know more.
When did you see them? 1985 or?
Oh, nice.
Yeah? That's good, Tom. Why are you looking at me with daggers?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't. I just
you are. I'll tell your face that. See your smug looking, smiling face there.
Where was it?
That was just in Cambridge Corn Exchange.
Oh, I went to Cambridge Box Junction or something.
Just the junction.
The junction. Yeah, I saw the drums there.
Oh, we said we both had an uncanny resemblance in the previous light to the lead singer of the drums.
I think Jack does a bit.
Before when I straightened myself out a little bit.
I'm surprised you know the drums.
I don't, just saw the picture there.
What was the song of the drums it is?
Oh, mama, I wanna go surfing. Do you know that one?
Yeah.
Do you remember a band called Glass Vegas?
Yeah.
How shit were they?
Do you not like them?
Fucking hated them.
I tell you, the only one I know about that is Daddy's Gone or something.
Was that the main one?
Daddy wasn't there. Take me to the fair.
A bit grungy.
That's not the one.
Austin Powers. Karen.
Well, we're trying to do an indie section.
Oh, sorry, mate. Austin Powers is a bit indie, isn't he?
No. Come on, Austin Powers is free, though. That's pretty.
Fuck yourself.
No, go on. What are you going to say about?
I'm trying to remember the Daddy's Gone one, but it's not entertaining for anyone.
Because so. I just remember when I was.
We talk about bands we hate, right?
Go on. I remember like Las Vegas Enemy just pumped a load of promotion behind them, and they were like, so shit.
My two least favorite bands. I don't know why. I don't think if I gave them a proper go, I wouldn't hate
who?
Them. Are Keane.
Oh, I like Keane.
Because I used to be just going, it's your boys, Keane and Elbow.
Is that what they used to say?
No, I used to say it. And Elbow. Just those two.
Well, Elbow just won songs, aren't they?
My friend Sam Sturman hates Keen. Physically hates them.
I'll
tell you what I physically hate.
Who?
Someone we opened the show with, Muse.
Do you?
I hate them.
Yeah, I'm not a big
Tom
fan.
Had to do a lot of persuading for me to.
No, I didn't.
You
just make your decision. I was like, alright, I have.
A band that I, you know, have you any of you got this a band where you know you probably should like them? Like they're everyone goes, yeah, they're exactly like your, but you just don't like them.
Yeah,
you
like that's like the who's Smiths.
The Smiths.
There's the light that'll never go out.
U2.
Oh fucking, no one likes U2 though.
Yeah,
they headline Glastonbury, right?
Yeah, no about, one likes them. No one's seen them.
What about you? Have you got a band that like you should like but you don't?
I guess like. Like I said, everyone fucking bums Arctic Monkeys, but...
Oh, yeah.
Take them or leave them. Well, who's yours?
Mine's...
I feel like I'm going to have to drop an explosion now.
No, it's not that bad. Oh, yeah, you really like them. The Maccabees.
Oh, daddy.
Yeah.
I love the Maccabees.
I only like First Love and Toothpaste Kisses, and then apart from that, I'm not too first.
First Love.
Last Love. It's only love.
Why don't you like them?
Love. I just can't get into them. No, and then all my friends went to watch him, and I was like, I'm not going.
So I went to see him recently.
Two small pair of trousers, you just can't get into them.
Don't get that reference.
Please.
What bands do you like that you shouldn't like? I mean, this is
Paper
why.
Paper Shapes.
Whoa, everyone loves the Shapes. If I played that, would that be copyrighted music? Imagine someone else
Everyone
just.
Everyone get bored and tired, someone driving the car might have a crash. Everyone's being sick everywhere.
I shouldn't like Lana Del Rey, but I
don't like Lana Del Rey.
Why not? I think there's nothing wrong with that.
What about One Direction? We're big fans of.
Yeah,
we love the 1D boys.
Have we got any 1D?
Yeah, what do you want? A bit of history?
Yeah, let's do that, shall we?
Yeah.
Fuck up.
Yeah. Well, Tom, come on. They've matured a lot. They're like Biebs.
I can happily say I don't mind Bieber, but One Direction, all this shit.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
Since
you always slag off people and like, oh, all these YouTubers pretend to like One Direction. And then you're like, oh, I love
now.
1D.
They've got good now, right. Fuck, let's have a little listen to this, shall we?
Rank. You gotta help me. I'm losing my mind. Keep getting the feeling you wanna leave this all behind. Thought we were going strong. I thought we were holding on. Aren't we? No, they don't teach ya this in school. Now my heart's breaking and I don't know what to do. Thought we were going strong. Thought
thought we were holding on, aren't we? Strong, thought we were holding on, aren't we?
Been a doctor, should've been a father. Yeah, am I the only one to see the sound anymore? Should've been a writer, should've found a partner. Girl, I got wings to fly to get me on that tour.
for Sunset Suns with She Wants. Good choice, producer William.
Thank you, Jack, my friend.
How are we all feeling? We all good?
Yeah, we're all good. Robbie's in the building. It's always nice to see him.
I'm looking forward to that. Robbie Knox coming up very soon. But just before that, we've got Mr. Burns. Mr. Tom. I didn't mean it to be like that, but yeah, I didn't realise. Tom Burns, the creator of Summer in the City. He birthed that baby, and as I was saying at the start of the show, he's raised a very cool baby. Are you there, Tom?
Yes, hello.
How are you, mate? You okay?
All good, how are you?
I'm just grand, thank you. Are you London-based at the moment?
Yes, near London, just outside London, Staines.
Oh, wicked. Well, thanks for taking the time to...
Tom, is... Excuse me. has Summer in the City ever been described as a cool-looking baby before?
Maybe inside my own mind, thinking of it as my own little child, but, you know, other than that, no.
Yeah, maybe that's where it should stay.
When did you start, Tom?
So, it kicked off in 2009, back in the field.
Because I remember I went to one many moons ago, and I think it was in Jubilee Gardens.
Yep, so we used to hold it in public parks. We had it in Jubilee Gardens, Hyde Park, Regent's Park, so many of those public places in the early days of SITC before we had to move to a venue.
Lovely stuff. What do you reckon the capacity was for, like, the... Obviously, it was just a few people meeting up in the park, but, like, what was it last year and what was it in the first year, if that makes sense?
So last year we had 10,000 people, and in the first year we had about 300 people.
Bloody hell.
Oh, God. Grown very, very fast.
Did you ever envision... Thank you. They're growing so large and so quickly as well.
No, we did not see it growing this fast. I think we were shocked when it came around to 2012. We had our event inside the brewery, our first venue, and that's when we sort of got our first glimpse of YouTube blowing up and getting popular and more mainstreamers. We had queues around the corner of the building that we had the capacity, and we were well over capacity that year.
Wow. Do you think, like, obviously there's a lot of talks, like, are YouTubers now, like... A lot of YouTubers want to break into television, but now it's kind of like leveling out a bit, and it's like, well, being a YouTuber is pretty much the same as being like a television presenter now. More people watch like that than sort of more terrestrial media. Do you think, or like, do you agree with that, or do you think that there will be, like, we're perhaps reaching the tip of an iceberg and we're going to be going off the other end, and then YouTubers will kind of lose some of their attraction? What how do you feel it's going? Is it still increasing, or is it on the decline?
I think it's going to always increase, and I think there's always going to be a massive crossover. I think, like, people are becoming personalities across all media platforms now, and it's amazing to see it change. And I think YouTube's just getting more and more recognition as we go along, because it's just how people are consuming that content.
Obviously, as the what would you call yourself? The creator of Summer in the City? What's the right title to use?
I tend to go with founder. Entity.
That makes sense.
Okay, yeah. So as the founder of SITC, are you exclusive just to YouTubers, or are you going to get Facebookers in this year, Viners, stuff like that?
We had a few Facebook guys down last year, and we've had a few Viners along at the event. This year, one of our larger guests, Twain's, coming from the USA, used to be a Viner, so we're looking forward to bringing across people who are very multi-platform as well. So we're not restricted to YouTube, we're open to multiple platforms. It's all about, like, online content creation at SITC.
Lovely stuff. Where is what venue is it this year?
London XL again. So we moved to London XL from Alexandra Palace last year, and it was amazing, and we're going to have our second year this year, so we're really excited for that.
Yeah, nice. It was my first one last year, obviously apart from the first one, but my more official one last year, and it was a great experience.
Do you get time to enjoy the festival, Tom, when you're there? Because obviously it's something you've created, or are you just rushing around?
So... odd times, like, I schedule myself into I get scheduled into the various, like, parts of the element. So I had a meet and greet last year with my wife, and I was on a panel or two, which was quite fun. But other than that, it tends to be running around, setting up and organising things. But it's still fun doing it. It's fun seeing it all come together. It's fun seeing everyone have fun. It's fun seeing fans enjoy the weekend. So, I mean, that's fun for me in itself.
When do you have to start setting up for, like, well, this year's festival? When did that all begin?
So the actual physical setup of the festival kicks off about the Thursday, so we roll in a day before everyone comes on Creative Day, and we mass set up, all the sponsors will roll in and all of our production teams will set in, and we just have a whole day building up the whole event. In terms of actual organisation, we start about October the year before, so we've been going since last October.
Wow, lovely stuff. What dates is it this year? Is it the...
August.
Oh, yeah, it's August. What are the dates, Tom?
Yep, it's the 12th to 14th of August.
Lovely stuff, and that's at the XL.
Yes.
Cool. And tickets are on sale right now?
Yep, tickets are on sale now at shop.sitcyevent.co.uk.
Lovely stuff, mate. Well, thanks for talking to us today, and I'll maybe see you down there.
Yeah, we'd love to have you back.
Wicked. Thanks, Tom, mate.
Great. Cheers, bye.
Cheers, boy. Alien Ant Farm with Movies, and I'm cracking up already. Mr. Robbie Knox is here. You alright, Robbie?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
No problem.
You came in specially today. I wasn't in London.
Thank you so much.
I do appreciate it.
It's alright.
I just said the phrase "bless you so much." Is that a
it's condescending, is it?
Bless you, Robbie, for coming in so much.
Yeah.
How you been?
Yeah, I'm all right, thank you. Moved some furniture today. The other day, I bought some soil.
Fuck off.
Yeah, true. And some turf. And I never felt more manly.
Was it premium soil at all?
I don't know, mate. I phoned up a bloke. The builder said, you need 3 tonne of soil. And he said tonne, not tonnes. And I thought, all right, I'll say that as well, so I sound like I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And 88 lengths of turf. So I phoned the bloke up, and he said, and said I need some turf tomorrow and some topsoil. In fact, I said topsoil first, because I wanted to sound like I was...
You were in the know.
I knew that I needed soil, not just turf. So I said, I need 3 tons of topsoil and 88 lengths of turf. And he went, all right, yeah, no problem. What's the address? Gave him the address. And he said, that'd be £600. Is that £600? Is that right? And I realised that he could name any amount. And I have absolutely no idea how much soil and turf. He could have said anything from 200 quid to about 1.5 grand. I'm going, yeah, no problem, sir. That seems about the right price for topsoil and turf.
I used to work in a garden centre and it was it was £2.99 per roll of turf.
I don't know the breakdown between turf and topsoil.
Well, let me know. I'd really like to know.
I'll break that down. You carry on talking.
If anyone knows whether I've been massively ripped off or whether I've got a bargain because I said ton, let me know.
What? Who was the guy who bought it off?
It was a company called London Turf.
Because didn't you see them? You saw them on
Watchdog.
On Watchdog.
Yeah. Yeah, did you? Yeah. Well, no.
Yeah.
What? Is that the one? That wasn't the one that had the turf had poison in it. It kills kids, wasn't it?
Yeah, apparently if kids go on this, it melts. It's really weird. Yeah.
And in the summer, all the turf sort of disappears and just leaves a little Nazi sign. Yeah. It's really racist.
Oh,
term.
Well, I was going to do that anyway. So that's
saves you a job, doesn't
saves
it?
Me, saves me getting out the line roller for the football pitch.
Wow. So what I want to talk about today is the way in which me and you actually met.
Okay. I remember. Yeah.
So it was the cooking show.
Yep.
So basically, I think we've said this a few times on Fubo. I was roped in to do a cooking show for the Huffington Post.
Paid.
It was
paid
to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. What is roped that? In. Roped in.
Oh, I'll do you a favour.
I'll
do you a favour for money.
Yeah. And Robbie, you was on an opposing team, weren't you? But the reason I bring that up is because I want to talk about some spooky coincidences that have happened in my life.
Oh.
And the only segue I could kind of feel...
I'm a bit worried I've been stitched up. Is anything horrific's going to happen?
I went to America 3 or 4 months later and I spoke to... I was just at a bar just speaking to a random guy who happened to be from England, and he was telling me some funny anecdotes from his friend called Robbie, and then I pieced them together, and the guy from America knew you. And he was talking about you.
Is this Neil Smythe?
Yeah, this is Neil,
so. It's amazing that Neil's just wandering around America just telling people about me.
that came in at number 5 on my top 5 spooky coincidences.
Wow. Wait, it really gets better than that?
Honestly.
He's moving into a haunted house.
It goes 4, 3, 2, 1. 1 being the most spooky. And I'm going to go for him now. And I just want you three to dissect them and tell me what you think about these spooky coincidences.
Like Derek and Cora, go on.
Of course, it's going to start off a bit light like that one. But number 4, I've titled it Charlton. Right? Huh? So, I added someone on Facebook yesterday to see if they'd fill in for my five-a-side team. I found out they couldn't, but I hadn't spoke to this guy in a couple of years. I clicked on his profile because it seemed to me he was wearing a tracksuit top that had the Charlton FC badge on it. It turned out it wasn't. It was something that looked like that. But I thought to myself, I've never really seen anyone ever support Charlton FC. Right? Ever. And then I went to the gym. On the way back, I saw 2 boys in Charlton tops. How common is a Charlton top?
Where do you live?
Norwich.
Mm. I used to live quite near Charlton, so I'd see a few. But still not that many. Yeah.
Is that weird?
It's a bit of a quinky-ding, but if you wouldn't have thought that, you wouldn't have thought otherwise, would you?
Well, it's like, just, if I saw a Charlton top, I wouldn't have thought...
Yeah, you'd be like, oh,
there's
really
a name for this. There's like a sort of intelligent name.
Boring.
Like something like... recognition, something. There's like a proper. I can't even remember the word.
Oh, so when you like
psychological term,
start looking for something, you see it more.
Yeah.
On the way home, you'll see that on a sign. You'd be like, "Fuck!"
Yeah.
So it's kind of like pregnant women say that when they're pregnant, all they can see is other pregnant women.
Well, they can see is Charlton shirts.
That's probably because they're going to antenatal classes and stuff. Like.
Okay, so that recognition thing.
That's number 4.
And weirdly, though, I was reading about this recognition thing the other day, so that in itself is.
Matrix.
To go even further into that, I'm going to give you three, right now off the top of my head, something that you've got to look out for in the next week.
Okay.
And next FUBAR show, tell me if you saw it. Right?
Oh, I will.
So you live in London, don't you?
Correct.
So I'm an Ipswich Town supporter. Any kind of merchandise, a hat, a glove, a top, that Ipswich Town. Tom?
The that film about the segment, yeah. Go on.
The film.
If we're not giving you up, I mean, just
the film Beetlejuice.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
That's been on recently.
Someone brought that up yesterday.
What, Beetlejuice?
Harriet Rose presents Thursdays 4 to 6.
They're doing a sequel, so that's I think that might be too easy for him.
Yeah.
The film The Matrix.
Good.
Because I just said that a second ago.
All right, but now I'm.
No, I'm just saying that's why I'm asking you.
Yeah, and Robbie, I mean, it's April, so it's not that warm. A straw hat.
Straw hat, brilliant. Thanks. Right. I like it. Can I just say how brilliantly you thought up three completely different things in such a... I mean, the Ipswich one was just a sort of play on the charm, but a straw hat, I mean, where did that come from?
Don't know. Up brilliant. Here, mate. Up here.
That's why you get all the views.
I really don't. So, number three. Again, another loose one, but I'm pretty confident in my top two, right? So, number three, I was going on... So, this means this one's going to be shite.
This is not shit.
I was going on YouTube the other day to search for a song, and you know when you think of a word, so say for example I want to go and I want to search for The Matrix, but we've just been talking about Beetlejuice, so I type Beetlejuice and then I'm like, what have I done, and delete that.
Right.
I was searching for a song, it was some like MGMT or something, and I typed in Brotherhood, you know the film?
Yeah.
I typed in Brotherhood and then I was like, why have I put that in? And literally 2 seconds later, I got an email from somebody called Jeremy Forsberg telling me information for a Brotherhood campaign that we're working on soon.
Ooh. I had something like that when I was in ICT at the Village College, and I was, you know, when Pure Volume was a thing. Anyone? Mm. They used to listen to music on that? It's kind of like MySpace, it's just purely for music. Mm-hmm. And I typed in, I was sitting next to two people, and I typed in the name Ugly Kid Joe. Because that's a band, and the one guy was Joe. I was like, "What the fuck are you doing?" I think I was taking the piss. I was like, "I genuinely wasn't." And then I typed in, and this, I Hate Kate, which was another band, and the girl next to me was called Kate. And I wasn't doing that on purpose, but they both kind of picked up on it, and thought I was being a dick.
That's unusual.
Yeah.
So what? So
that's my spooky number six. So. Yeah.
The Brotherhood thing, is that spooky or not?
I mean, yeah, a little bit.
More coinky dinky than
coinky dinky.
You'd be spooked
kind of more so.
Not spooky.
Okay, so number two.
This is where I really get spooky.
Yeah, this is called The Moody Train Couple.
Oh.
A couple of weeks ago, I was... I'm not too sure, but I think it was the last time you was in, Robbie. I think it was the birthday show. You gave me that lovely poster before I moved out. I was on the way to Fubar early one morning, and I had a table to myself on the train. So there was obviously three seats around mine, and sat opposite me was this moody couple, and I remember them really well. Like, I didn't have my headphones, I didn't have my laptop, so all I had to do was literally just sit and listen to what they were talking about. I remember he was quite a hench guy, so I instantly just didn't really like him that much, and he was talking about what takeaway they're going to have, but he's not sure if he should have a takeaway because they're at his mum's and it's going to stink his house out and stuff like that. And then, as you'll know, I was in Barcelona recently.
You were indeed.
And I went to a big church called the Sagrada Familia. Thousands of people. And I've walked in and I've seen two people. And I've gone to Fiona. I'm sure they're famous. And I'm like, no. They've been on the TV. It's the people I was sitting next
to. That's incredible. That's number two.
Yeah.
I can't wait for number one.
Yeah.
That's really good. That is very bizarre.
That's bizarre.
It's mad, isn't it?
How bizarre.
Yeah.
And, how bizarre.
The girl. I don't think she was taking as much interest in me as I was with them two on the train, but as I walked past them, she definitely double took, as if to say, like, I recognise that face from somewhere.
Quasimodo, he's here.
There's a girl that I met through a friend called Crystal the Pistol, who only lived in San Francisco.
Tom's been searching for them on music.
I met her through a friend just once, tore out, and then I was in San Francisco, and my friend Ed was doing lights for, do you remember the band CSS? At the time,
Is it a girl band?
The singer was a girl. Yeah,
she wear a jumpsuit, did she?
Yeah, the Brazilian. Yeah. So I went along to see the gig, and she was at the venue in San Francisco. But I knew she lived in San Francisco, but it's still quite weird, isn't it?
Wow.
In fact, I think she was promoting the gig or something like that. Anyway,
small world.
Yeah,
I did something to you. They used to do like football days at your schools when you're younger. Mm. I went to one of those, and there's a kid who was there, and I think he was on my team and the thing. And then I went to this place called the Holy Island, where water comes in, and there's a road you can go across, quite like the Woman in Black. It opens up and it closes.
Like
it's somewhere there, it's up north. I think it's up north. And I went there, and he was on the island walking around with his mum.
Who?
This kid that I saw at the training, it was on my team in Cambridge, was up north at the Holy Island when I was there.
That's crazy.
It is weird, isn't it?
Because that's such an abstract place to go as well, the Holy Island. Yeah. Before I get to number one, I just thought of another coincidence. Do you know Saunders, don't you?
Who came
in a few weeks ago. Me and Saunders went to Tobago. We interviewed Dwight York, and then I put the vlog on YouTube, obviously. And then he ended up going to America for a pre-season tour with the Man United supporters. They went to a Man United fan pub. late one night in Chicago, and on the screen they played loads of just Man United YouTube videos based on the tags, and he walked in and he saw his face on the screen and was like, what the hell, why am I on there? And then it was the, it was because the vlog was called Interview with Dwight York or whatever, it just automatically played.
Oh, it was your video?
Yeah.
That's weird, very it? Strange.
Yeah.
Spooky.
Of all the bars in all the world,
you had to come into this one.
Number one.
Can't wait for this.
Number one, we were all involved in this.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right, so at first it doesn't
I don't think this is as good as number two, but go on.
I don't know what it is.
Shut up. He actually destroyed this now.
Right.
My excitement's gone.
It doesn't sound that weird until I say the last line. Okay. Right? So basically, we, myself, Will and Tom, we had to record, was it last week or the week before? 2 weeks ago, we had to go.
Oh!
Yeah, we had to
sorry.
Go, do you find this a bit weird?
Yeah, that was well creepy. Carry on.
We had to go back and record the intros to all of our podcasts, because obviously the shows are now gone into podcast form.
Yeah.
So we had a list of episodes 1 to 10, and there was a little brief synopsis on each one. So listen, like we'd go, listen to episode 1, Robbie Knox is coming on, blah, blah, blah. And me and Tom was going through them, and you know how high up we are now? Like, no one on the street out there can hear in here, can they? Especially when we're talking at this volume.
It's a soundproof studio.
Yeah, this isn't the creepy bits, so to speak, but we started doing the intro for the Christmas episode, and I was like, listen to this week's episode when we, it's a Christmas special. And outside on the street, someone shouted very loudly, we could hear it on our mics, they shouted, ho, ho, ho! And we was like, that's a bit unusual, because we're doing the Christmas one as well. And then it gets a little bit more layered, and this is why I've put it number one, because it's got like two aspects to this one. I went back a couple of nights ago and listened to the Christmas episode, and Tom introduces himself as in third person because he plays the character of Father Christmas in that episode, and he says, coming up this week, a little guest. So me and Will are obviously like, oh, who's the guest? And then Tom goes, ho, 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 and then I'm like, that's just you. And Tom goes, no, it was someone out the window, just joking. But that was 3 months prior to when we filmed the intro, and you hear the ho, ho, ho.
Wow.
Of someone at,
this is a bit of back and forth in the weirdness.
Bit of paradox.
Weird, yeah.
It wouldn't be weird if Tom was just going, oh, it's someone out the window.
Who was
having
it
heard. What do you mean?
What was that
it
bit
was
on
Santa.
The podcast?
Well, it was just some guy outside, wasn't it?
No, in the podcast, it was me doing it. I say someone else is doing it outside, meaning Santa's doing it outside.
Okay.
But then when we're doing the thing, someone did run past the window shouting, ho, ho, I'm ho.
Are you honestly with us?
No, I am. It was creepy.
Someone doing that in March is very weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Shouting, ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
Yeah,
unless
weird.
He just hated every woman walking down the street.
And there was only three of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my spooky.
I think you had 2-1 the wrong way around. I think that's good.
Yeah.
That's definitely in the top two, but I think the Barcelona one is more weird.
Yeah.
That is very creepy.
Robbie, do you believe in ghosts?
I don't know. I don't really thought about it much.
Ever seen one?
I've
never seen one.
Do you ever get creeped out? Like, is like, do you ever, like, when you go down the stairs?
When I'm out murdering. Occasionally I feel a little bit, yeah. Oh, God.
Like, I don't like places that don't have any curtains.
Okay.
And, like, you're going down doing stuff and you've got, like, big windows and stuff like that. And you can't see what's outside. I don't like that.
You'd hate this. Every year, my wife's friends from school go away for a weekend, and husbands and partners and stuff go along with them, and families and things. And we all tend to go to like a country house out in the open. A lot of those have like no curtains and all this. And what we've learned, this girl Nicola and I, we learned that we could scare people by, because if you've got the lights on its side, you can't see anything outside at all.
Yeah.
And we could go out and sneak around when people have sat around quietly around the dinner table and throw ourselves against the glass screaming as loud as we could. And it was absolutely amazing. And then another year, it was a really big sort of sitting room that had like a big log fire in it, and it had the windows sort of went down to the ground level sort of thing. It was just like a whole wall of windows that like interspaced with other bits of wall and big curtains behind them. And so we left one of those open earlier on and then snuck around inside the curtains. So we were only when people said, where have Robbie and Nicola gone? Can we then burst out screaming? it's a good game.
Did you record it?
Was you saying about the...
We did warn the one pregnant person at the time.
Yeah, was you saying about the no curtain thing because of mine?
It's something I've never liked. But yeah, it was creepy when we were around yours talking late at night, and the fact that, yeah, there's no curtains there. Jack's place is unfurnished, but they've gone even one step further, being unfurnished, and it's
no walls.
Yeah, no curtains. Yeah.
No walls.
Yeah, there's no curtains, and we've got a big window, and it overlooks a lake. But then the other side of a lake can be quite creepy at night. And on the other side of the lake is a cycle track. Yeah. So it's just a forest with a cycle track that goes through, and it is kind of like The track has had shit go on down there.
What
basically.
Incidents are we talking?
Like, not so much spooky, but just criminal like activities. So someone got stabbed down there about 6 years ago.
Someone just committed some fraud down there.
Yeah. God. But when I went on a school trip down that bike track.
What a time to be alive!
What? Fucking
up. It's £25 per ticket to get
down. Everyone get on the bus, we're going down that alley.
No, like, we cut through. We were going to watch Harry Potter and this big snake one. But we was walking through the bike track, and I looked up. I was a little kid, so this shit me up for weeks. There was a doll's head in a tree, but loads of grass had been shoved up the doll's neck, so it was just spewing, like, spewing reefs.
That's incredible.
That was scary.
But the thing you said, is, the thing when we were there talking about it, we were all getting a bit creeped out about it. You said then said the previous night or so.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be looking out there because you couldn't see anything. And what were you doing?
So basically, I came down and my housemate was in there. And you know when you do something, well, I mean, I get quite scared at like horror films and stuff. So I was showing off. And now, any other night when he's not there, I wish I hadn't shown off. Because basically, he was there looking out the window with a cup of tea and he's just not bothered. And he was like, God, anyone could be looking at us right now. So I've gone up to the window, just like showing off, and I've put my arms out, and I'm going, yeah, what? What? Like, because if when it's lit in there, anyone can see straight in. And I'm like, what? Come round 1-8. 1-8, like, giving my address to my door.
Mental.
Like, come round now, I'll see you. And then I walk off, and I say to my housemate, yeah, night, Westy. And he's like, yeah, prick, like that. And then the next night, when Westy and Jason aren't there, and I just walk through, I'm kind of like, if someone was to knock on the door, I would shit myself.
Something else that I haven't brought up, which I've been meaning to bring up from that experience around your house, is we're in the kitchen, heating up some food and whatnot. Jack takes his plate out of the microwave, had his knife and fork on there, metal knife and fork.
That's
wrong, yeah.
And I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Fucking stupid.
What?
Don't put metal in a microwave.
Yeah, that's what I've learned.
He's just like, I was only 30, 40 seconds. I was like, that is.
Yeah.
Could have been up like the 4th of July.
Have you ever put something metal in and seen sparks and all that?
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, you've done. We were just standing there really close to it, just not worrying about it. And then it's just like, hey, what's that? I was like,
because I'm sure if it was to. It wouldn't just go poof like that, it would go. And then you'd go, oh, I'll turn that off now.
Just don't put me.
Well, that's spooky coincidence.
I've got one creepy story.
Yeah, go on.
When we used to live in our second house in Bromsgrove, my mum tells this story, and I don't know if I believe her, so I'd like to get your opinions on it.
Okay.
She said she awoke one morning to the clock. She'd already had a bad nightmare about the house, and the clock, just a perfectly normal two-hand clock, not a digital one. I don't know why that's around it. But there was ink just running down the clock.
What?
Just ink running down the clock. Where do you stand on that?
Ink doesn't just run down clocks. What?
I know, Robbie.
Did she mean pen?
What?
What?
You're right, ink running out of a pen, you mean?
Yeah.
What? What are you doing?
Was that a painting of a clock left a bit too close to the sun?
No, it was a clock. Just she said there was ink. I never saw it, so I don't know if she's bullshitting.
I think she's chatting shit.
I think she was taking drugs.
Yeah, she does do that. A lot of her hallucinogenics, my mother.
Yeah.
She doesn't. She'll be listening.
LCD.
She does.
My auntie, I don't know if I told this story before. My auntie was very good at drawing, like very delicate, intricate. Yeah, I think I have. She drew a picture of a hospital. And then she was drawing like different like people within the windows and stuff like that. And then her granddad died. What, do you know this?
No, it's you know.
Go
it's,
on.
Go on, keep going.
So the Roald Dahl witches. It's like that. Carry on.
Just carry on.
Maybe that's what it is.
It's not. Carry on.
And then her granddad died, and then he appeared in one of the windows or something like that.
Fake. Or something like that.
That's a good way to end it.
Or some story similar.
Yeah, no. Or
something spooky happened.
There was like a silhouette of him waving in one of the windows the day after he died.
Mm. Wow.
That's a bit creepy, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, never, nothing like that ever happened.
Robbie's never drawn a picture and someone's appeared.
No, I don't really draw pictures, to be honest. No, I don't think so. No, I've had like a weird coincidence thing. I remember going to, I went when I lived in, after uni, I took a long time to start that sentence, didn't I? After university, I went to live in Vancouver for a year, and I went to watch a Canadian football match, which is like American football, but a little bit worse, because they changed the rules to be a bit different. I had like either three or five downs, I can't remember, and all this sort of stuff. It's just not as good. There's about 20,000 people there, and so I got chatting to the girl sat next to me, and she was British, bit surprising already. Yeah. Sort of thing in Canada.
Yeah.
And she was from Norwich.
Oh.
Where I went to university, of course, and then got chatting to her. I mentioned I went to university, and she said that her ex-boyfriend had gone to university, and she had gone out with someone I knew, and he'd mentioned this girl, but we never met her previously. They'd broken up since, but, wow. But yeah. And then I happened to be sitting next to this girl. We pieced it together.
That didn't stop you, did it?
Well, no. Yes. I mean, it's irrelevant. I had a girlfriend at the time.
Touchdown.
Yeah. Which I obviously definitely would have.
Right. Shall we go for a bit?
I've got one more. This is a really quick one. God, you know, I said I used to work at Eastleigh, really like small, irrelevant club, like Conference South. And I went to watch my beloved Bromsgrove Sporting play when I was at uni at Christmas. They're even lower down. I'm talking like 9th, 10th tier. And someone was walking around in an Eastleigh tracksuit at Bromsgrove Sporting.
That weird.
I've got a weird one. I went when I was at Sky. We had Noel Gallagher on Soccer AM,
that's
and then
already,
a week later, I went to an Oasis gig and he was there.
Oh yeah.
And he shouted you out.
And he was there, just right there on the stage.
That's see. That's one shit. Well, so that's a worse one. Let's go for a little bit of Weezer, Buddy Holly.
Oh yeah. What's with this home? Is this on my girl? What have they got up front? What did we ever do to these guys that made them so violent? Ooh, what you know I'm yours. Ooh, and I know you're mine. Ooh, and that's what I'm for you. I know just that funny.
Weezer with Buddy Holly. Very chirpy little tune there. Got everyone on their feet, didn't it?
Went to see them this week.
How was it?
It was brilliant. Brixton Academy, nice. Favourite band. Absolutely brilliant. Ended with that on the encore.
Best gig ever.
Oh, I don't know, tough question. But it was excellent. Very good. Up there.
Lovely stuff.
Woof.
What does that mean?
Just means yes.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
Woof. Are we gonna play the trailer again for Robbie's sake? This is what happened last week.
This is Foo Boys.
On the Foo Boys. Shit, what the F, Hagrid? What's your game?
I'm fed up with people thinking I'm a good guy.
Hagrid, don't do this. I got the information you need.
What is it? I'm listening, but you better make it good. If it's shit, you're a dead man.
Hagrid! Please don't kill him! I need some of my life!
Oh, shit!
Are you dumb? Stop saying stuff, Tom. Hagrid's gonna kill you.
Tom! Stop pushing your luck. He's gonna do it.
Just give him that information.
You're a dead man walking.
Whoa.
Oh, I'm ready.
So Hagrid has got Tom by gunpoint, and Tom has got some information Hagrid needs. It could save his life. Let's find out, shall we? What have you called it this week, Tom?
It is called the Philosopher's Stone. The Philosopher's Stone.
Well, I mean, on this it says the Philosopher's Stone.
Oh, it starts, all right, grammar. So,
I mean, not really grammar, just grammar. All right.
If it says that anywhere else,
all right. I just thought we'd at least get the title
you,
right.
You are the paperclip from Word. Let's. Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
We're going in.
Yes. Okay. Okay. I'll tell you.
Say it now.
Jack and Will look at each other, unsure of what Tom is about to say.
I know who got the Philosopher stoned.
And with that, Hagrid put his gun back into his pocket.
You best not be lying.
I'm not. Trust me. I can take it to them.
You mean the Philosopher's Stone, as in the book title?
Yeah, he does, Jack. The numbskull has just said it wrong.
No. J.K. Rowling wrote the story wrong.
It's true. J.K. had no fucking idea what happened in Hogwarts.
Well, how the fuck does Nozzle know if Rowling doesn't?
Do you remember once on the radio I said I used to score goals in the right goal?
Oh,
300 goals from Melbourne Youth.
How many?
300. Well, Miss McGonagall was listening to that. She invited me into for a trial for Hufflepuff Quidditch team, and that's when I saw it.
I'm not buying it. If you went for this trial, you would have been bragging to us about it on the show.
Yeah, and tagging Ron and Harry and all your tweets.
I didn't get in the squad. Hufflepuff, the shittest squad of them all, and I didn't make the grade. It's humiliating.
Shut up about that. Tell me what you saw.
I saw the philosopher get led down a secret back passageway.
Oh, hello.
Everyone stops and looks at Jack. It's the 21st century. How old are you, mate? Grow up.
Who's the philosopher then?
Kant.
What do you call me?
No, Immanuel Kant. Oh, fucking hell.
No, Immanuel Kant was a philosopher. You can't.
Right, I'm not really following this. Why is Immanuel getting led down some secret passageway, and why the fuck does it matter?
Kant was very deep. Rumour has it he would smoke a certain plant in order to get into a trance.
Right, so
Jack, I'm the size of a phone box. I need some matcha to get me mashed.
Oh, so this is all about getting Hagrid high.
Yes, it is.
So, who's the dealer?
Well, I followed him down there, and it was Dobby the Elf.
Fuck me! You mean Dobby the Elf?
And he's dead! I saw him die! I cried. A lot.
You never know with wizards. Tom, do you know where he is?
Yeah, follow me.
I don't have Twitter.
Tom and Will laugh hysterically.
Oh, look, you laugh at his shit jokes and not mine.
Yeah, but he's got a fucking gun, Jack.
Let's go.
Nozzle leads the gang down and through the magical street, over the Cauldron Bridge and past the Witch's Tip Brewery. So I genuinely didn't realise that's what it said.
Sorry. Oh, is that Voldemort's new salon?
Yeah, it is. The hair which shall not be tamed.
Wow.
Yes. That's a road, not a cat.
They continued walking down and came to a roundabout. Tom walks over to it, pushes a rock, and a trap door opens.
He's down there, Hagrid.
Thank you. Now I'm off to get high as a dragon pie. And for your efforts, have this.
Hagrid hands Tom a snow globe.
Shake it to set the date and location and it'll transport you there.
Hagrid walks down the passageway and shuts the trapdoor.
Well, that got weird fucking quickly.
Tom, you're like a box of Bertie Bott's every flavoured beans. You just don't know what to expect.
You never explained how you knew Dabby was down there.
Yeah, he's right. How do you know him?
I don't. I just took a wild guess.
So Dabby's not even down there?
The prick's dead. You've not seen the films, mate.
Hagrid is going to be pissed.
Right, guys.
Tom holds the snow globe up to the sky.
Let's go to...
Where will the boys end up? Where will the boys... Now?
Yeah, now?
Where will the boys end up? Will they go to Dinosaur Days? Will they head to a war zone? Will Hagrid find Tom and break his neck? Tune in to next week's FU Boys to find out.
I mean, that was amazing, right? Tent music playing all the way.
Is that Food Boys? Is that what it's supposed to be? Alright. I thought it was aggressive.
FU
lads!
That's good, that was. I like that.
Yeah.
There was a big joke in there, we messed it up.
Yeah, we can't.
Yeah.
What's the big joke?
Is that Kant? What do you call me? Emmanuel Kant.
I don't think I was great there. I think I should have read it before I did it. I should have done
Let's get our heads together next time. Good play there,
yeah.
Tom.
Let's
read it again.
Emmanuel Kant.
He's a philosopher.
I mean, he's a philosopher.
So it's
it's a philosopher's joke,
is it? It's like Kant. So what do you call me? It's Emmanuel Kant.
Oh, that's
you can't.
That's clever.
Thanks, man. Give me a high five.
Do you like that, Rob?
I thought it was Dick.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. So, if you want to hear that, that's going to be released on a Friday, isn't it, Will?
Yeah, we're starting next week now.
Who's doing...
We'll drop them next week.
Who's doing the next one?
You, mate.
Am I? Oh, lovely
stuff. We're avoiding Will.
Yeah, I'm shit. I'm not funny. I've realised.
Well, if you
24 weeks in, I've realised I'm not funny at all.
Was that script funny?
I mean, no, that was good, man.
No, that's fine.
It was well written, just not executed in the best manner it could have been.
Yeah, we should have all got together and switched.
Yeah, well, it's not like we've been together for the last 2 hours.
You got much plans for the weekend?
Yeah, cheers, mate.
It's my daughter's birthday tomorrow, so I've got a 5-year-old's birthday party. So we're going to the cinema, going to watch... Kung Fu Panda 3.
Ooh. Was that I don't know, was it
not seen the others, so I don't know.
As far as kids films go, that's not a bad.
It's all right.
One,
yeah. Is Jack Black doing the voice?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Think Rob will enjoy it?
Hey,
will Rob enjoy it?
Yeah, there's elements there that you'll enjoy. I'm
good.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is there things for parents as well as kids in the film, Jack?
I'm sure there will be. I mean, I haven't seen it, but
I went to see Zootropolis this week, and that had lots of jokes.
I've heard,
suitable
yeah,
for
I've heard
adults.
Good things.
Good. Yeah.
Zootropolis, what's that about?
It's on a superficial level, it's about a bunny rabbit who wants to become a policeman, but a policewoman even, but she is struggling to because there's never been a bunny policewoman. But on a much deeper level, it references sort of I guess immigration and race and things like that. And sort of and a level
like
you wouldn't expect.
A rat wants to be a sheriff, a bunny wants to be a policeman.
Is that genuinely the undertones that it has?
I think it genuinely is. Yeah, there's even a bit in it where one of the guys, it's like the world is like a zoo area where all the animals get on and they all live in some big city, and someone describes the bunny as cute. She's going, it's kind of all right for us to use that word, but when you say cute, it's offensive to her. And it's quite clever.
What's your favourite kids film ever?
Skip me. I'll come back to you.
Human Centipede.
A Serbian film.
Yeah.
Up, my favourite kids film.
Yeah, go on.
Just said it.
What was it?
Up.
Oh, Up.
Fucking hell, how many times?
I don't know, you're just so brummy.
What's that? That's racist.
Genuinely.
I can say that, you can't.
I genuinely thought you was hiccuping.
No, Up. It made me cry.
Yeah, I've cried at that recently. Have you seen that?
I've only seen it in the back. I watch a lot of films that are in the background, so I haven't seen it properly, but it does look like it will be emotional.
We've had this conversation on air, I think.
Yeah, we have, yeah. Toy Story's mine. Closely followed by Finding Nemo.
Good. Pixar theme running through.
Tom?
Aladdin.
I knew he was going to say Aladdin.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Think of a big box. That means you like Aladdin. Prick.
No, I genuinely knew you were going to say Aladdin, because you always...
Spooky.
It's always quite feature, right? Yeah. Number one.
Next week.
Tom said Aladdin, I knew it.
Next week on the show, we've got Eddie Brett from The Lovable Rogues.
I'm really excited for that because I've got a...
Ex-member of The Lovable Rogues.
We've all got... you two more so than me. You've both got connections.
Well, a connection. I saw him. I saw him perform once in Southampton.
We had a selfie with him.
No, I had a picture with the band, which I will find for next week, guys.
There's no proof of that.
I didn't... Yeah. I was scrolling through all of my pictures that I'd ever been tagged in on Facebook. I believe there's a lot, and I couldn't find it. But I will find it, guys. Hold in. Jackmate show next week, Friday, 4 to 6.
I look forward to it.
Yeah, please do.
If you've missed any of today's show and you want to listen back, go listen to the podcasts over on iTunes, the Jackmate Show. Cuts all the shit bits out, basically, so there'll be about 4 minutes of this week's show on there. I just want to say thanks, Robbie, for
coming. Fucking piss.
That's quite right. I've thoroughly enjoyed myself. It was really nice to be back. Thank you for having me.
Was it worth the commute?
Yeah, because I brought a book along and I read it on the way, so it was all right.
Where are you going now? You're in a rush for dinner, aren't you? You going to stay for a drink?
I might come for a lemonade.
Ooh.
We've got him. Starts with a lemonade.
You cutting it out, or
what, like, lemonade?
Are you cutting alcohol out?
Got a lot of turfing to do.
No, well, I've got lots of party organising to do later, and it's a slippery slope before you do that. And then Will's wake up in the
club. You actually said that earlier, didn't you?
I generally get like I said to Robbie, like, I'm gutted we're not going for a drink. But I'm kind of pleased because I know at least I'll be waking up in my bed tomorrow.
Oh, that's nice. Glad to see I have that influence.
Well, what song are we finishing?
You asked for Sex Machine.
Oh, yeah.
Hey!
This gets me in the waterfront mood.
Hi, Bennett!
Give it a bit of that.
Can't believe you go in the waterfront.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? I love Norwich.
Thank you for listening.
I love Norwich too. See, I just love Norwich.
Thanks to the listeners. Listen to the Jackmate Show on foobarradio.com. Thank you, Robbie. Thank you, producer Will. Thank you, Tom
Burns. Nozze.
Norwich.
Tom Burns,
and thank you, Tom Burns, and thank you to
me,
Hunter
Kill Hunter.
To Charlie for that. Lots of thank yous, lots of pleasure.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
I'll see you next week,
bye.
Guys.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4. Get up,
get on up.
Get up,
get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Machine.
Get on up,
get up,
get on up,
get up,
get on up,
stay on the scene,
get on up,
like a sex machine,
get on up,
get up,
get on up,
stay on the scene,
get on up,
like a sex machine,
get on up,
wait a minute, shake your arm, then use your palm, stay on the scene, like a sex machine, you got to have the feeling. Use your bone, get it together, right on, right on. Get up,
get on up,
get up,
get on up,
get up,
get on up.
Machine.